And now to Britain, where those attempted bombings last weekend have landed 8 people in custody. Since the London bombings 2 years ago on July 7th, British authorities have spent much of their energy tracking so-called homegrown terrorists. I talked earlier with Shahid Malik. He's a member of parliament from Northern England who has just become the first Muslim cabinet minister in Britain. And I asked him if too much attention has been focused on British-born suspects before these latest incidents.
I don't think that anybody is immune from the evil disease of extremism. It could be people within the country, it could be people from outside of the country. And so we can't close our eyes to the challenge of extremism from wherever it comes. And I think it's probably unhelpful to think of it in terms of whether they're homegrown or whether they're from overseas. Our experience has told us that this evil disease can strike anybody at any time.
Let me ask you, though, about intelligence prior to the attacks. It appears that there was no advance warning, that British authorities did not have any idea that there was going to be an attack in Glasgow. Do you see that as a failure on the part of the intelligence services?
No, I mean, I think it would be foolish to say it was a failure on the part of the intelligence services. You know, intelligence is not a 100% secure business. Intelligence can only do so much, but if people are determined, they'll always find a way through any security net. Our job is to ensure that we have the best intelligence, we have the best cooperation possible from our communities, and the police and the security services actually have done a brilliant job in keeping this country safe and secure after 7/7. There are a whole number of terrorist attacks that have been thwarted by the police and the security services. We saw only a couple of months ago 5 people jailed for a minimum of 170 years who were intent on causing carnage and mayhem in shopping centres in this country.
What kind of measures or laws is Parliament now considering?
Well, Prime Minister Gordon Brown has made it very clear that we're not going to have any knee-jerk reaction to the current situation, and I think there will be measures that we brought in. For example, we're looking at post-charge questioning, something that doesn't take place in this country at this moment in time. We're looking at increased tariffs or sentencing where terrorism is an aggravated element. We're looking at intercept evidence, which is phone tapping, to see if that can be used. One thing we all know, whether you're in the US or in the UK, there isn't any such thing as a 100% security blanket. And if people are willing on occasions to take their life to prove whatever heinous point they want to prove, then they will at some point slip through the net.
Are you afraid there will be a backlash against Muslims in Britain?
I don't think so. I mean, the biggest test in that regard was after 7/7, when, of course, over 50 people lost their lives, including Muslims. And I think that's the important message that we've got to give out, that we've got an ongoing threat from terrorism in this country, that terrorists are criminals whose victims are from all backgrounds, religious, racial, and ethnic. And in that sense, it's for the decent people of this country to unite, as they have shown on many occasions, against extremism.
Shahid Malik is Minister of Britain's Department for International Development.